If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Oh, you know the actual words, Esmeralda.
Of course.
I don't know words. I'm very bad with lyrics. John Hanson and Esmeralda Leon filling in for Matt Abubala on this Saturday.
You're good at that one.
I'm good at that one on this Saturday morning. You know what I'm not good at a lot of times is pronouncing things, especially things of a foreign language or something. And Wikipedia is absolutely no help because they just give you that phonetic symbol stuff. And Patty Wetley from DNAinfo.com, I am so glad you called Wikipedia out for their stuff and how they never actually give you any phonetical spelling for anything.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the pronunciation of Frühschoppen, something that I was looking up, but I have no idea what Wikipedia thinks they're doing.
Yeah, they should just spell it like F-R. Yeah, so we're talking about Frühschoppen, which is what we're going to go with. And, Patty, you cover the, I don't want to say the northwest side of the city. That's not correct. The Lincoln Square neighborhood.
It's not northwest.
It's not the northwest. It is northwest of where I am right
Slightly
now.
Slightly northwest.
It's Lincoln Square.
It's Lincoln Square.
We're our own entity.
Ooh, very.
But do you have Albany Park in there, too, though, right?
Yes, I do. I also cover Albany Park, Irving Park, and North Park, and North Center.
And, Patty, we talk a lot in Lincoln. We've talked a lot so many times, Patty. But in Lincoln Square neighborhood, you obviously have the Brauhaus. And can you walk us through, because it's Oktoberfest. That's the whole, I guess I should offer the context of what the heck we're talking about. We're talking about Oktoberfest. Why is it so big in your neighborhood?
Well, Lincoln Square, the Lincoln Square and North Center, Ravenswood area, is kind of historically the German enclave of the city. It's not necessarily as much anymore, but that's certainly the roots of the city. And so a lot of the restaurants and businesses back in the day were owned by German or catered to Germans. So still a lot of German-themed events and activities go on up in this neck of the woods. And definitely you will see busloads of people coming in from all over the country dropping folks off at the Brauhaus for an authentic, quote-unquote, German experience.
How many of them are wearing lederhosen?
Really? Only during German Fest and May Fest.
Okay.
I don't see a lot of lederhosen people.
just roaming the streets of Lincoln Square.
A guy in a kilt in the neighborhood somewhere, but not lederhosen.
Just a random guy in a kilt?
Yeah, it's always like, yeah, there's kilt guy.
I actually wore a kilt yesterday morning on a side note.
Was it refreshing?
It was, okay, I got to say, so I was at Providence, this is off the rails, but I was at Providence Catholic ahead of their football game on you and me on WCIU. We do the morning show, and I usually go out for the game of the week, and I always do something with the students, either with the marching band or, like, the football team or something. But they have a bagpiping group there, and so they put me in a kilt. But since I was at a school, I didn't go full smokeless. I didn't go full kilt because I thought that would be a little potentially devastating to my life and career if something were to go wrong on first of all, terrible television, but I gotta say it was wonderful. I don't blame the guy in the kilt in Lincoln Square.
You know, it's funny because I just was talking to a fashion designer and she was saying that the U.S. or Western culture is so unusual in that a lot of other cultures it's acceptable for men to wear skirts. And I think she specifically did point out the kilt, and we're just not one of those men get to wear skirts kind of society.
That's the only man skirt I can think of. Are there others?
I'm thinking about, do you remember the guy in the Olympics who was all oiled up from, I think, American Samoa?
Yeah.
You know, there's those cultures. I think maybe you're Pacific Islanders.
True, yeah.
You know, possibly some, I've seen other cultures, yeah, where men, longer sarong type skirts, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's a really good point. When I watch some of the some Aborigine cultures as well, mm-hmm. still obviously don't wear underwear. They just wear something wrapped around their waist. I guess that'd be a skirt. Yeah, we have gone.
I've seen Bhutan, the Bhutanese.
Yeah, I can guarantee our texters will let us know. 312-981-7200. Men, have you worn a skirt? Do you like it? Have you worn a kilt? Is it comfortable? What other cultures do the men wear skirts in? This is not what we brought you here to talk about, Patty Whetley.
That's fine.
We brought you here to talk about day drinking.
Yeah.
So
that's
what?
So odd. I'm not exactly the drinking,
right.
drinking type.
So,
yeah.
So what is Frühschoppen, and is it tied to Oktoberfest? And what's the deal? What are the deets?
There is a brewery up in the Ravenswood area called Dovetail. They've been open for less than a year, and they specialize in continental European style beers. And they're having an event on Sunday called Frühschoppen, which is a thing that the Germans invented because Oktoberfest isn't enough for drinking and sausage eating.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's a tradition either in all of Germany or just parts of Germany where people get together on a weekly basis, typically Sundays, and it's perfectly acceptable to start drinking before noon. So I know a lot of people will be fine drinking in the afternoon or, you know, they're watching for their watch to turn 5 p.m., but before noon tends to be kind of off the table unless you're having a mimosa at lunch or something. But
so
Germany.
Frühschoppen translates into millennial English as Sunday Funday.
See, and this is what I love about foreign languages, that they just have a term
have a
for cool,
for
like, beer before noon. Frühschoppen. It's like,
oh. Aren't the Germans known for that, though? Like, they have a word for everything.
That's great. I love that. Yeah, a lot of foreign languages have that.
Patty, so is that every Sunday in Germany, or is it only during Oktoberfest?
No, it's every Sunday.
Just so. What they...
Can we go to Germany now?
I guess so. Right. They just drink every Sunday morning?
And this is, the term can apply to any day drinking before noon.
So you could Frühschoppen Monday.
Yes, it's most typically on Sunday, because I guess if you're working, maybe not Monday through Friday, but Frühschoppen just means drinking before noon.
But it's only this particular Sunday where they're celebrating the Dovetail.
Yes. And they're also having sausages, a specific kind of sausage. You know, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't really know my, like, Nürnberger sausage from other things. But they're also having that in their tap room. And it's my understanding that if they get a huge response and people love this, they might make it a more regular event. But so far, just this Sunday at Dovetail.
All right, everybody, go out.
Yeah.
Frühschoppen a thing.
Oh, by the way, we have a text from the 331 saying American Hawaiian men wear grass skirts, or they did wear them. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess.
Like aloha, you know, parties.
Oh, yeah, at aloha parties.
At a luau. It's so early in the morning,
Aloha parties.
Frühschoppen in Oahu. Patty, can you stick around for more nonsense? We got to take a quick break, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, more nonsense coming up on 720 WGN.
Girlfriends.
Well, luckily, WGN doesn't have a dress code, at least that I know of. But I'm wondering, is there a dress code where you work? And does it apply mostly to the women?
You know it does.
Kathy and Judy, Saturdays from 10 to noon.
On Radio 720 WGN.
There's a new solution for that worn and pitted concrete around the house. TintCrete Resurfacer is a DIY dream come true. No mess, no contractor, no big price tag. Visit TintCrete.com.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Thora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I have a rather important announcement, and yes, it concerns Cheetos and chicken fries. Burger King has taken these two deliciously iconic snacks and have created Cheetos chicken fries. That's right, Cheetos chicken fries. They're like original chicken fries made with white meat chicken, all juicy on the inside, but dangerously cheesy on the outside and cooked to crispy perfection. It's like Burger King took the perfect snacks and made the perfect snack. Try them now, or they'll be gone faster than an order of Cheetos chicken fries. New Cheetos chicken fries, only at Burger King. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hi, it's Gary Wood here. It takes a special type of person to change lives, and we're hoping that type is you. Please join us at JDRF One Walk on Sunday, October 2nd. The money you raise will help JDRF fund life-changing research for over 1.25 million children and adults challenged by type 1 diabetes every day. There are five JDRF One Walk sites in the Chicagoland area: Chicago, Libertyville, Palos Hills, Schaumburg, and Warrenville. So visit jdrf.org/Illinois to walk alongside us. Every step we take gets us closer to a world without type 1 diabetes.
Fall fashion's in full swing, and it's time to save big at Old Navy. Right now, get up to 50% off store-wide on your favorite dresses, pants, and tops. Plus, all jeans are on sale from $15. Now at Old Navy. Valid 9/23 to 10/2. Select styles only.
Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
The party keeps on rolling here.
The what? Oh my God, what is that?
It's the Matt Bubala After Hours party starring Esmeralda Leon and John Hansen.
See, with the cameras, too bad we didn't bring some glow sticks.
Oh, yeah.
We could have done little dance parties in
next
between.
Next week. Yeah, we'll do some glow sticks.
We'll turn the lights off.
Petty, you want to come have a glow sticks next Saturday morning?
No.
We'll do an aloha party.
We'll do an aloha party. We were talking during the break, Esmeralda and I, about day drinking, and with Esmeralda, so she works overnights normally, yes. And I got to ask, so day drinking would be the only drinking you would do during the week, right, if you did?
Yeah, I mean, I have been known to get home at about 6 a.m. and have a beer.
Have a fruit shop?
Just have a beer, yeah, because that's technically my after work.
That is.
So, you know.
Do you feel guilty about it?
No, it's just weird because, you know, the sun is rising and I'm just sitting on my couch like, I'm going to have a beer.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. I would do that on a Thursday into Friday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like that's your Friday.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it a couple times. I wish it was like in England because I have seen TV shows and stuff where like the butchers and the fishermen guys
were
hanging out. Yeah, because they, you know, they have to be up so early and then they have a beer with their breakfast.
There are third shift bars in the city, right? Patty, do you know of any?
I'm thinking
I don't think there are early.
You have that 4 a.m. license, but I don't know if anybody is open at that hour.
I mean, I know of some that are open.
Right.
But you can't.
You can't. It's a little wink-wink.
Well, yeah, it's a little members only
little
type situation.
Yeah, you got to say fruit shopping.
Yeah.
You got to say the password, the secret word of fruit shopping. Petty, I don't know. You and Dave, do you ever do any little day drinking like on the weekend or something?
Yeah.
Isn't it so? I find it liberating a little bit.
It's just, especially in the summer, it's so just delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a nice cocktail.
Especially, and yeah, it's really, but you do feel like you're, not like you're doing something wrong, but like you're kind of doing something special.
Yeah.
I guess.
See,
it's not like I would do it every day. Although, actually, sometimes.
Wait, really?
What?
During the week, you'll have a couple during lunch?
No.
Never, not even one. I've had a beer during.
Never get my job done.
I've definitely had a beer during a work day at lunch, and that made me feel like a rebel.
Yeah. You're like the madman.
Wine or a beer. Yeah, but the whole rest of your day, you're just useless.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you've already started, you know, your evening or something, or. I mean, I don't have a super high tolerance for alcohol, so the times that I've done that, it's just like the rest of my day is just a fog, more or less.
Roger's chugging beer up there right now, I can see. So, yeah.
Come on. Let's have
He's got a beer hat on.
He's fruit shopping all morning long through the news reports. Yeah, I don't know. I really want to find out if there are third shift beers. So if you...
You know, it's laws.
But we're...
There's laws.
Yeah, laws. What law says you can't drink during the day?
No.
At a bar.
At a bar.
What
time?
Because they open at a certain hour.
Yeah, we're talking 5 a.m., Roger.
Yeah, they can't be open at 5 a.m.
Do you know of any bars that are open at 5 a.m.?
They're liquor stores.
No, but they're not open.
But who says you got to wait till then to buy some liquor? Don't you keep some?
You got to plan ahead.
Don't you keep some? You got to plan ahead.
But that's not the point. We're talking about going out to a bar.
Yeah. We're talking about, you know, drinking with, like, we, you know.
Okay, wait a minute. How many friends you got?
In total?
Well, yeah.
Four.
Okay. One of them's got to have some booze at their place.
Yeah, okay. But they're sleeping.
They're sleeping, Roger.
Yeah.
Just going to knock on their door.
Wake them up.
Fruit shopping.
Yeah.
Fruit shopping. They should open up a liquor store called Fruit Shopping. Like Fruit Shopping.
That would be great.
It's just for day drinking.
That's
all it's for.